Welcome to the special SearchITChannel.com Frequently Asked Questions podcast. I'm Matt Donnelly, Associate Editor with TechTarget's Channel Media Group. My guest today is MJ Shore. MJ is President and Chief Technology Officer of Genali Technology Group, an IT services company based in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. An entrepreneur throughout his career, he had an extensive background in IT management and business development before he founded Genali in 1997. Today, MJ and I will be discussing vendor certification from the value-added reseller's perspective. MJ, welcome to the SearchITChannel.com podcast.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, let's jump right into the questions. First question, some are questioning the value of vendor certification. There is one study that even found that non-certified IT workers tend to make more than those who have been certified. Could you explain the issues involved in the certification debate?
Sure. It's an age-old battle that I guess the easiest way to sum up is it's the old difficult quandary between textbook knowledge and street smarts, if you will, to overly simplify the answer. It's very common to see companies staffed with engineering talent that has really grown up in the field, that has, if you will, learned their craft through hands-on, real-world experience. It's a tough debate because there are certainly times when you'd want to have more certification, especially in the enterprise market. But what I've seen over the years, and specifically in the SMB space, what's most important is the practical hands-on experience, that they know how to deal with the issues that they are faced with. And all the knowledge, textbook, classroom-based knowledge in the world may not always be the most beneficial knowledge, depending on the circumstance. Now, in terms of the value of the certification, I think it also depends from a VAR community a lot on the markets that the VAR is serving. So, for example, with government contracts and those type of markets, certifications may, in fact, provide a competitive advantage, especially when you're talking about some of the larger, more enterprise-aware outsourced IT companies. They will oftentimes list their certification criteria as one of their competitive advantages against others who may be bidding for the same space. So that's where there'd be a distinct difference between what we typically see in the SMB space. And then as it relates to compensation, it's really dependent on how an organization is structured. If the VAR organization has incentive based on education and certifications, there's an obvious benefit, but you don't always find that.
Now, how does vendor certification measure up against real-world experience?
Well, in the same context of what we were just talking about, it's really a function of what the requirements are that you're trying to service. For myself, I would always like to see, I'm always looking for that practical real-world experience. If there's certification behind it, that's great, but it's not a requirement. In terms of how it stacks up, it's in the application. If you have someone who has pursued certification and gone to numerous courses and taken numerous tests, but has never actually worked in the industry, you may still have a missing link there. By the same token, you might have someone who is, for lack of a better word, a tinkerer, who knows their way around technology but has never taken any formal training, and while they may have good aptitude, they may lack specific skills that you need to service your clients and your market. So it's a definite balancing act between the two. But I think that's where, in terms of how things measure up, it's really in the practical application. It's great to have the certifications, but you need to have a practical element to it, an actual application. So I wish some vendors would give the ability to not only take a certification exam for the purpose of getting a certification, but then also validating the practical application of that knowledge in a business environment. I think that would have very good value and would help lessen that gap.
HP's Worldwide Certification Program Manager advocates a tiered certification process where some exams cover basic skills, vendor-neutral skills, and other exams cover vendor-specific skills. Do you agree with him?
I think it's a good idea. It all depends on how it's applied. I think that it's always good to have an element of vendor neutrality, because what you want to validate is you want to validate fundamental skill sets, fundamental aptitude. You know, obviously, from the vendor perspective, they're looking to certify on their specific technology, either to give their partner what they feel is a competitive advantage or just to validate the quality of their partners themselves. But generally speaking, I like the idea of a tiered model like that, because I think it covers more bases. It's more than not as black and white as I think some of the certification models are that exist today.
How much time does certification take? Is there any travel involved, time away from the office? Can you do it online?
That is wholly dependent on the vendor. There are a lot of models out there. Clearly, some of the more efficient models, if you will, are those that offer you choices, because you may have a situation. If take, for example, you know, a company like ours, we're a seven-person company. It would be very difficult for me to take one or two people offline for days or weeks to pursue certification training. And there are certification programs out there that may require a day of training. I know of some that require weeks of training. So depending on the size of your organization and what kind of flexibility you have with your people, those certifications that require more time, and certainly if they require travel, may just not even be possible for you to pursue because you may not be able to afford to have someone out of pocket that long, compound the, you know, the lost revenue potential for when they're out with training, as well as the expenses that go along with sending them the training. It may just be too expensive. So I think that the programs that are most successful are those that give you options, because that also speaks to people's individual learning skills. You may have someone who would be fantastic if you sit them in the corner with a book for however long they need. They can study up and learn the technology and pass that exam. You may have others that want to do it at their own self-paced environment online. You may have others that want to go sit in a class for a half a day or a day. Or you may have those who are perfectly fine, willing, and able to go off for a week at a time for training. So it's very dependent on what the vendor offers and then what the consumer of this, which is the bar, is able to manage within their own business.
Now, what learning tools are available to help make the certification process as efficient as possible?
Well, there are more and more online tools available, and I think that's a very good development. There's clearly that there are books, whether they're third-party books or whether they're published by the vendors themselves. There are, the old CBT models, that's really all moved to the online place right now. There are certainly training centers that offer courses, community college that offer courses around certifications, whether you're talking about Microsoft certifications, Cisco certifications, those types of things. So there's a variety of tools out there. And, of course, there are companies that specialize in helping you learn what you need to learn to pass the certification, at least for some of the larger certifications. So, again, it is somewhat dependent on the vendor, this question as well, because it depends on what they make available. But I think that the major tools that are available out there are a combination of traditional tech, online, and classroom or off-site-based training.
How many people on Avar's staff need to be certified in any one particular area?
This, again, is really, much like some of the previous questions, very much dependent on the vendor, because certification programs that we've looked at will typically require, at the very least, one technical person certified. More and more, we're seeing that vendors want both a technical and a sales person certified. And then within the technical end of this, you may have tiers. So there may be multiple tiers of certification that are available within a given vendor's product suite. Or you take Microsoft, for example. You know, a company and or an individual can hold multiple certifications across different disciplines. They have their information workers, security, there are all sorts of little silos, for lack of a better word, that this can be bracketed into. But I think that the prevailing model is typically one of you need at least someone technically certified, which from my perspective makes a great deal of sense. You've got to be able to ensure your end customer that you can properly support the technology that you're recommending. And then more and more we're starting to see requirements for a sales-based certification as well, that you understand how to position and sell the technology to make sure that you are truly meeting the customer's need and not over or underselling a given technology.
How many different types or levels of certification are there?
It's a good question. I mean, there are quite a few. You look at Microsoft, for example. They have just a huge myriad of certifications at the partner level, at the company level. They've got their certified program, they've got their gold program, they've got their small business specialist program. So there are several. And even within, then you look at networking vendors, you look at HP, any companies like that, even Dell, who just announced their newly revamped partner program this week, they have a registered level and then they have a certified level. And within that certified level, they're going to offer many different tracks. The first one, because of the hot buzzword of the year, is the managed services track. And they've, of course, just made a couple acquisitions in that area to fuel that. So, again, this is very dependent on the vendor strategy. It may make sense just to have a single certification. It may make sense to have multiple certifications. That's really focused on what
What's the value of vendor certification to the VAR and to the VAR's clients?
Well, for the VAR, it's typically going to be better access to resources, whether those are sales resources or technical resources. There's typically financial benefits as well, maybe in better margin. If you reach a given level of certification, you may have access to higher margins than if you don't have it. You may get access to MDF funds if you reach certain certification levels. What I always look at as most important is, does a given certification give me better access to the resources we need to support our clients? If it doesn't, it's not very attractive, because my fundamental concern running my business is we need to support the technologies we recommend, and if we run into issues that exceed our expertise, or we're just not feeling like we're being as efficient as we could in addressing the issue, we need to be able to get back to the vendor at the appropriate level without going through the very basic Q&A when you call into a Tier 1 help desk. We need to get right to the level we need access to solve the customer's problem. So those are the types of resources that I think are very valuable to the VARs: margin opportunity, MDF opportunities, and then clearly support resources. Those are huge. To the end user, to the VAR's customer, the benefit is very much the same, most specifically on the support side. You know, if the VAR has a more direct line to the vendor to support the customer, that works in the customer's favor, obviously. And that provides for a better, more efficient working relationship. The VAR is able to be more efficient, therefore the client gets better service. That's where the end user definitely sees the benefit.
Will vendor certification lead to lower costs or higher margins for the VARs that offer that vendor solution?
Almost without question, yes. Very much, you know, certification will give you opportunities at the very least, even if there are margin opportunities, it will make you more efficient with the technology, and therefore you're able to lower your cost of supporting a given technology. So without question, there are those values. You know, as I talked about just a few minutes ago, if the certifications on this are tiered enough within the vendor's offering, oftentimes there will be increased margin opportunities. When you reach a given level, you may be able to bring your margin up another 5-10 points, depending what we're talking about, if you reach a certification level. But I think that the biggest value and the most important reason to pursue it is to make sure that you operationally, as a VAR, are as knowledgeable and efficient as you can be in servicing your clients.
And one last question. Will certification provide you as a VAR with better post-sale support options?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. There's not a single certification program out there that I'm aware of that doesn't provide you with an enhanced level of support once you've reached those certification requirements. And as I've said a couple times, to me personally, in our market, in our business, that's the most important aspect of certification. Why I would rarely choose to pursue a certification simply for margin opportunity if there wasn't an equivalent support component to it. The support and receiving a higher level and more qualified and effective level of support is absolutely the most important piece to a certification program to me.
Thanks for joining me on the SearchITChannel.com podcast.
Oh, thanks. It's my pleasure, Matt. Thanks for having me.
For more information on vendor certification, please visit us online at searchitchannel.com/certification. Thanks for downloading our podcast. Join us again next time for more frequently asked questions.